celebrating the world's best dabs.
Son, this is whiskey. Try some.
Okay, thanks, Dad.
What are you doing?
Nothing, honey.
Sure, Dad may forget birthdays, graduations, even your fourth grade piano recital. But he'll never forget to tell you.
You're doing that wrong. No, I'm not, Dad. Yes, you are.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Dadcast. I'm your host, JP, joined by a fill-in co-host today. His name is Robert Simmons. How are you, sir?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, man. Thanks for coming on the show. And our very special guest, the man of the hour today,
ooh,
Dustin Clark of the band Fogline. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Thanks for having me out.
Dude, we absolutely, man. We're so stoked to have you on board.
Happy to be here.
Yes, sir. He is maybe going to play some music for us today. He brought in his guitar case, so I'm assuming that that's what we're going to get to do.
I will 100% play a song or two.
Most importantly, I got to ask you a question.
Okay.
You know, I probably should have figured this out prior to you even stepping foot in here, but you are a dad, yes?
I am.
Okay, well, then we're good.
I am. I made the grade.
Here on this show, we actually check about the guests.
Oh, yeah. How would you know, co-host? Fill in?
Because you had to ask him.
Are you a dad?
Yes.
All right, good.
You knew that.
Of course I did, man. So before we get any farther into the show, I want to thank our sponsors, Anchor Valley Wine. You guys are awesome. Of course, Boneyard Elixir. Gentlemen, there are three Boneyard Elixirs sitting right there. If you are interested, you have your choice of grape, tropical, or I believe orange. Now, there is a catch, though. Boneyard Elixir is infused with CBD.
There is a catch.
So you're more than welcome to try one out. There's no THC in there. It's just CBD.
Sure.
So take your pick. Red Robin, America's Gourmet Burgers and Spirits. Thank you guys so much. You rock. Happy Dragon, Mongolian Barbecue, and Chris Barnett of the Barnett Group at Realty Executives. Thank you so much. JL Insurance, of course, got any insurance needs, go check him out. Those are our sponsors. You guys are amazing. And I'm stuck with the grape. One of those. Hand those over, man.
Can I get that to you?
Yes, sir.
There you go.
There's the grape. It's my
favorite. Cheers, guys.
I bought a case of these, this exact flavor, delivered to my house. And if you are interested in getting some Boneyard Elixir for yourself listening right now, go to our website, dadcast.co, and you can get 10% off your order by putting in the code DADCAST.
Oh.
All right. So, Dustin.
Yes, sir.
When I used to work in radio at the place down the street, which shall not be named.
Okay. I know not
where
what
I met
you speak. Yes.
Of course you do. It's KBOY and KROG. No big deal. I'm just playing. I got no animosity at all. I love them. For real. I love the people over there, and I wish them absolutely well. That's where we met.
It is.
And you were, guys, Fogline was kind of just getting going.
Yeah.
It's been one hell of a ride and an adventure since.
It has been incredible, to say the least. Yeah, for sure.
And
how far back does that go? What year?
When did Fogline form?
I think we're going into our seventh year, so just off the heels of six, so not too long. At that time, we had just kind of been full band moving forward, just kind of got out of our, like, duo type of production, so.
Right on.
Yeah.
How many kids do you have?
I have two.
Two children, and their ages?
My daughter is 20.
Okay.
She'll be 21 in December, and my son is 17.
Man.
And he'll be 18 in the end of July.
How are those teen years been?
You know, we have real good kids. So I think there's always things that happen. But the teenage years for us, you know, for whatever reason, we didn't really have a lot of things happen that you hear about in the dreaded teenage years. So I felt that we've been pretty fortunate.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I hope the same thing happens for me. Actually, it hasn't happened for me. I've got a 16-year-old who just got her permit.
Oh, boy.
I'm not even shitting you. Yesterday.
She's 16 now?
She's 16.
That must have been recent, right?
Well, December.
Okay.
That's recent enough.
Yeah.
And I took her out for the very first time yesterday in my car, which is pretty much brand new.
And?
I don't know if I should share this. I'm going
to
share
it.
It's a good story. Okay, so let me just set you up on the situation of what happened. She wants to drive. I'm like, all right, cool. She's already been driving a little bit earlier in the day, and we get her in the car. She pulls out, no problem, you know, starts driving off, makes the first turn, right? And at this point, I'm like, I should Facebook Live this. So obviously the 2.5 seconds I'm not paying attention, pulling the phone out of my pocket and trying to set it up. Then I look up and she's driving through a freaking cross area. Okay. Now there's no stop signs in my neighborhood, but you typically want to stop at this one street and look left or right, because the main portion of the neighborhood is the street she's on, just goes right through it. And I, of course, what the fuck? You know, I panic a little bit, which in turn makes her friggin' panic and freak out.
Yes.
And then she's like, I'm done. I just want to stop. I just want to stop. I want to quit. I haven't even told mom this story yet. Oh. When we got home last night, she said, are you going to tell mom? Yeah. Are you going to tell mom? I'm like, no. Sure. I didn't say anything.
She'll find out on the podcast.
When I got home.
It's the best way to find out things.
It is. Mm-hmm. When I got home, I found out that, actually, no, sorry. Mom asked when I got home, how'd it go? And I'm like, oh, it went great. She parks like you, but other than that, it's fine. For the record, my lady can't park very well. Sorry, darling. So it was nerve-wracking and crazy, but we got through it, but barely. There was a car coming.
Oh, boy.
And at that point, I decided this Facebook Live thing, probably not the best idea to be doing, and I should be paying attention. And then we made it all the way to Albertsons, no problem, and everything was great. But, yeah, so.
Yeah, the whole driving thing was wild for me. My daughter's real similar to my personality. She's really outgoing and fearless. And you don't realize when you've been driving for many years that you've learned things along the way. And so when you're doing something, you're already thinking of all these things that could possibly happen. And then you get your kid in the seat and they're driving like you, and you know that they absolutely aren't thinking of anything but just driving. I just found myself being very, it makes me anxious. It made me very, very, very anxious, because you don't want to be like, freak them out and get all excited. But it's like, there's some things you got to learn before you can do what you just did next time. You know, did you think about X, Y, Z, A, B, and C? And like, oh, no, just going. Like, okay. Well, we got to think about that then, maybe next time. And my son, he's as timid. He's more of an introvert. And so he's a 10 and 2. I mean, it could take him 5 minutes to get up to 5 miles an hour. And he's just cautious. And he's the guy you're like, just cut loose a little bit, you know. So it's neat having the polar
opposite. The opposite ends of the spectrum. I mean, there.
They are the complete opposite ends.
Wow.
And if anybody listening to this, if they're anxious and stuff too, there's a Boneyard Elixir CBD infused elixir.
Recommended for all ages.
If you got a little nerve rack going on, have a sip.
Well done, Mr. Simmons. Whoa. Well done.
Wow.
Subtle as a chainsaw.
And if it happens to give you any type of munchies, which I don't think it will, it's no THC involved, but, you know, Red Robin Gourmet Burgers or Happy Dragon Mongolian Barbecue will take care of you. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Cheers to that.
How old's your daughter now, Robbie?
She is almost 20.
Almost 20. So she's been driving a while. You guys have been past that.
I say we're at the end of this month, and so two more months.
Till she's 21.
No, sorry, three.
Three. Okay. But she's been driving a while?
She's been driving on and off more consistently this last year. You know, there's not a whole lot of cars out on the road when the world's closed down. So better opportunity.
Yeah.
So she's been driving a lot more this past year.
Right on. Right on.
And her mom's been teaching her. And I don't anymore.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, okay, it basically, long story short, it comes down to, I have one rule. If I say stop, don't say why, just stop.
Yeah.
But first time, you know, because if there's a squirrely situation or something that I'm going to see before you, and I notice that you're not reacting to this thing that's going to happen, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm not going to do it arbitrarily. So something squirrely happened, and then I said, okay, stop. She goes, why? And
you're so animated, and, Mr. Simmons.
Speaking of elixirs, have you tried some more of yours?
Hey, by the way, I figured out the echo problem.
You did?
I sound great in here now, I think.
But you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Because, we almost hit something. That's why I was so like, don't make me explain it. I'll explain it after we're stopped.
We could go for hours upon hours on these type of things.
Yeah.
The kids not listening and asking why, and them knowing everything.
But hang on. So wife takes over, and things are going great. And then I had to go take Morgan to get her wisdom teeth removed. And so driving, it's all the way across town. So, you know, going down, driving. And then she just starts laughing. Just, and I'm like, what? And she goes, oh my gosh. Okay, you drive way better than mom. So I don't know why mom's teaching me. Yeah, she doesn't pull into the nearest lane when you turn right. You're supposed to pull in the nearest. She cuts over to the left. I'm like, she got pulled over for that. She still does that? She goes, yeah.
You know what's funny is, so as we mentioned earlier, Robbie makes movies and mm-hmm. he actually plays almost every single role in the production of these films. Did you see what he just did there?
He played the
part of his daughter because he started talking
that was cute.
Man, I appreciate that.
I'm not like Eddie Murphy. I don't play multiple characters. I just play one in one movie or something.
Okay,
clear that up. I'm not that
fair enough. Fair enough. We'll get to you and where people could check out your awesome stuff in a little bit. So I just got back from Florida and was there for 5 days. After 2 days, I missed my kids so much.
Yeah.
And this is one of those things where it's, I've decided now if I'm going to travel, I'm going to do my best to bring them with me wherever we go, albeit it may not be the best idea, you know, depending on where you go, you know, because we want to do adult things. But I've decided, screw it, man. There'll be time when they're out of the house.
Yeah.
That we can go do all that again if we choose to, because I missed them so gosh darn much. And I'm thinking I'm having all this fun without them. It just wasn't right.
Yeah.
Speaking of fun things, and we'll get back to the man of the hour. I do this every time. I just start talking and telling stories about me, and my guests are like, okay, whatever.
It's all right.
I got a new tattoo.
I have an elixir for that.
I got matching tattoos with my lady. What do y'all think?
I got matching tattoos with my daughter the other day.
You did? Look at that. That thing's awesome. Hold it up to the camera.
Which one? There's like seven.
Oh, right there, that one.
The one in front of me?
Yeah, if you can. Okay,
I can.
So anyway, that's pretty cool. That's how did that go, man? Tell us that story.
So it was cool. So she wound up getting matching tattoos with her mom, with Kimberly, and she wanted to get one with me. And so I'm like, well, I don't know what we should do. And we're thinking back and forth. And me being, I've been involved in hunting and taxidermy for almost 26 years. So it's one of those things for me where I really enjoy the outdoors. I enjoy everything that they have. And I thought, well, what would be cool about getting something matching along those lines? And so I decided, I pitched an idea of shed antlers. And so I got one side. And then she got the other side. So together they make a match set of antlers, and we thought that was a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, so, pair them up.
Like, yeah, you can pair them up, and they're like laying
Constantine
on the
where he does the thing.
Yes. So
now,
that's how that went down.
Now, when you hopefully pass away many, 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 many years from now,
yes.
Does your daughter have permission to just slice that piece off and frame it up?
We've already got it wrote out. Yes.
I said the same thing to my lady. Yeah. I'm like, if I go, just get a knife and a razor blade prior to anyone coming to pick me up.
I saw them do that on Yellowstone.
Yeah? Is that a good show?
Oh,
I've been trying to watch it. Have you seen it?
It's so good.
No.
Okay. I've heard about it, and I wasn't available until recently on Peacock.
Yeah.
And now I've got Peacock, and I like saying Peacock because I can say Peacock multiple times.
Say it more. You cannot say that enough right now.
I worked in radio for 20 years, and I could, you know, Bangkok, Peacock, but I couldn't say cock. No, but anywho, sorry, I'm getting off track. So
it's
off the rails.
But there's a scene that is about that.
Okay, no spoilers.
You'd appreciate it.
Some form of mild human taxidermy.
I'm guessing
yeah,
so.
Yeah, there's a little kind of, you just have to wait and see. I don't want to ruin it.
So are you afraid of becoming a grandpa? Is that something that it's more likely going to happen sooner than later, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. You don't, when things are kind of progressing that way, you know, when your kids get older and you know that, you know, they get in serious relationships and you come to terms with it better because it's just part of the progression of life.
You know,
when she was younger, it freaked me out because I'm like, I'm not ready for that.
Right.
I'm not old enough for that. But now I feel like I'm plenty old enough for that and I would love that, you know, when it wouldn't be anything it wouldn't scare me.
Personally, I kind of welcome it. I want to give it a few years.
Yeah.
You know, she's only 16, my youngest baby girl. Oh, by the way.
Hi, this is Avery. Thanks for listening to my dad on Dadcast.
That one is only 7, almost 8 years old.
Yes.
And I don't have to worry about that for a while. But I don't know, man. I'm 46. If the oldest, Chloe had a daughter or a boy in the next, say, 7 years.
Yeah.
7 years from now, I'd be fine with that, man.
Sure.
I'd welcome it. That's just.
But six? Hell no.
No. No. No.
You got to draw a line somewhere.
Six years is 22 line. Years old.
That's true.
No, thank you, sir. Just that. Mm. Nope. Don't like that. Is it this one? Yeah. We don't. That's how I would feel if she had a child at 22 years old. So let's talk about the progression and what is the band Fogline, man. First of all, I love you guys.
Well, thank you.
I mean, and we talked prior to even doing the show that for most of my life, was not a country fan. In fact, I will go out and say it. I, for no good idea or reason, I just hated country. I don't know why. Yeah. It was just, I was a rock and roll, metal, punk guy. And, you know, if you liked country, there was something wrong with that.
Yeah.
Then I moved to Oregon, and slowly but surely I got introduced, and it's always been around me, man.
Yeah.
And I got no problem with country now. Matter of fact, I will say it on the record, I friggin' love country music. Because I'm a fan of music, period.
I like that.
And yeah. I met you guys many years ago, and all of a sudden, I got to watch the progression of what is Fogline. You guys went from just a tiny little bar band to opening up for some of the biggest, greatest acts that country has to offer. Let's talk about that journey.
We were taking a picture first.
Oh, okay. There's a picture. Wait. Co-host.
Yes.
Stick with it, man. We'll get pictures after.
So... You know, I've shared this story a million times, and I never get tired of it because it was nothing that was ever intended. It just is, and I think a lot of times some of the neatest things happen when you just let it happen, you know. And so we started, me and a friend of mine named Alex Goldman, I was singing at a church, and met him there, and he liked singing with me, and I thought he was a tremendous musician, and he was like, hey, man, what do you think of these songs? And he had wrote a handful of originals, and I was just taken back, like, how did you... You wrote that? That's not on the radio? You know, type of a thing. He's like, oh, no, it's one of my originals. And it just kind of took off from that point. So we started as a duo and picked up quite a bit of traction. And the places that wanted us to play, we needed a full band. We needed something bigger. And so anyhow, we started trying to get some guys. And that was another thing. You know, half the guys that landed in our lap was just circumstantial.
Right.
You know, including Zach. You know, Zach was somebody that... He never played country, never even played the bass.
Is he still with the band?
No, he moved to Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah, he moved to Tennessee. But Ben Jennings, a lead guitar at the time, he was in another band, and that band was just kind of washing out for whatever reason. Zach had just started that band, and we needed a bass player. And so he talked to Zach, and he wound up coming over. And so Zach's like, I think it's cool. You know, I don't know anything about country. I don't even know how to play bass, but I'll be your bass player. We're like... You're in.
And then the son of a bitch opens up a country bar.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And what's funny, I just talked to him the other day, so he sends me a picture of this tractor, this John Deere tractor, and he lives out on a farm now. It's like 12 acres, two homes, you know, his wife and both his kids, and all this farm equipment, his barns. He's like, it's so ironic and so funny. He goes, I'm living every day here in Tennessee, I'm living what we sung about the last 5 years. I said, that's a song, man. That's a cool one.
That's poetry, man. So,
but yeah, he's doing really well over there. But he was a really fun person to have in the band. And it just kept going, you know, from there. As one person would join, you know, we would maximize opportunity with that. And life just spins you in different circles. And as someone would spin out, we get someone else in. And regardless of what happened, we just always kept on notching up. And
that's what I'm talking about. And you did it. Keep in mind, man, I work in radio, so it's kind of my job to see bands local come in. We help promote
and
see what happens. But the speed at which your band got to those heights was, I mean, it was dizzying for me to watch. I couldn't even imagine for you guys, but that's great.
No, and like I said, it wasn't anybody's dream to become any type of this super country band. And I don't even, that feels weird to say that, but it... Like here locally, the footprint got so big so fast and the notoriety grew outside of the area, and the circles we fell into all of a sudden were like the number one calls for all the opening acts. We're getting calls for all the headlining events for these smaller things and playing more festivals. And then that inspired us to put more time and effort into what we're doing. So we built, you know, we have a sound guy, his name's Drew, and I can't give him enough props if I tried, but
he could have used him about 15 minutes ago. Saying
again,
drinking. Thank you to Boneyard Elixir.
He's amazing. You know, he works with Brandon Carlson. He's been in lights and sound his whole life. And so we built light packages from scratch, you know, aluminum fabricators building the racks and him wiring, building computer, you know, I can't even use the right terms, but it's crazy, like building computer chips and programming all the lights. And then the guys that are in the band, you know, they've always been of the mind to get the best equipment. And so between all the PAs we've had, all the instruments, all the amps, all the endorsements we've picked up, it's just elevated us to a place to where, you know, we come with a very professional front, you know, and I think that helped us kind of tune into more and better songwriting and just try to do the best we can, you know, and it's proved out to be ridiculous.
Now, are you the main writer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyone else play a part in that, or is that a Dustin Clark thing?
That's at this point, it's just me. It first started, it was off the heels of that Alex Goldman. He was a tremendous songwriter. You know, so and we still sing a lot of his songs, and I co-wrote with him quite a little bit. But I learned a lot of the bulk of that writing style from working with him. You know, and I'm not a songwriter that can just write about, you know, pick a topic and write it something. I'm a sentimental songwriter, or you know, I like to glean things from experience and things like that. And
it should be personally, I think.
And I think if you make stuff up, it sounds like it. But if you're sincere, people can feel the heart of the song.
Right, comes through in the music.
So,
all right,
that's been nice.
We have now just passed the one-year anniversary of the world shutting the hell down because of COVID-19.
Yes.
You haven't put on a show in over a year, I'm assuming.
I just want to stress, this is day number 367 of the 15 days to slow the spread.
Thanks, Governor Kate Brown. Okay, now... I should have brought the whiskey in today.
We're gonna need more of these. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
I got a case at home I ordered from Boneyard Brewery BonyardElixir.com.
And you have a daughter that drives, right?
Oh yes.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, she better not be drinking these. She has her permit. She doesn't have her license.
Okay.
She got her permit. So yeah. No, I ain't gonna go out be drinking these before I teach her. Bad things could happen.
You mentioned notching up, you know, and you notched up fairly rapidly. And I think it's because your sound is very, like JP said, and me as well. We're not drawn to country music, but, you know.
I am now.
But we are now. And so, you know, it's like kind of you're like a good gateway drug toward country. But you have a mainstream appeal. And Fogline's a good name. It's very memorable. It's not like wacky or nothing, you know?
What an analogy. You are the gateway drug of country.
I think that's fantastic.
Okay, yeah. I mean,
that needs to be...
That should be the title of the next album.
That's going on a t-shirt. That is a t-shirt worthy right there.
I want a nickel every time someone buys a shirt.
So what's funny about the name, so we're sitting there, when we're just starting, if we're going to have a band, let's have a name. And this is one of my favorite stories. So we're sitting at my house... And I have a drift boat parked in my ghetto neighborhood. And my buddy, Galax, he brings over, he's young, right? So he comes over and he has this brown sack. And I'm just looking, what did you buy? And he pulls out this 40 and he goes, have you ever seen one of these? And I'm like, bro.
Let me tell you about 1992.
Let me tell you something. But anyway, so he had never seen one. He's like, it's 40 ounces of beer. I'm like, I know, isn't that great? And so we were sitting in my drift boat. It was warm. Poured it in Tupperware glasses, kicked back in Medford, and we just start spitballing names. And it's like, what could we find out that's local driven, that's catchy? And so it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And I'm sitting there thinking, I mean, I wish we could have saved half the names because it was hilarious. Just this big word association thing. And I started thinking what Southern Oregon represents And there's a lot of fog in Southern Oregon at certain times, especially if you're...
And freezing fog at that.
Yeah, the worst kind of fog that there is. And a lot of the times going up hunting, you know, they have these fog lines on the road. And that's, you know, you have to be looking over...
We're doing pictures again.
Yeah, I see that.
Oh, don't worry about it.
We got plenty of time for pictures there.
This is for the thumbnail.
And so I'm thinking about the fog, and I'm thinking about the fog line, and I'm like, what about... And I just spit it out. I said, what about fog line? And he's like stops and he looks at me. I look at him and he goes, that's it. You know, and it's neat because it can be, you know, it can be literal, but it's also like the phrasing makes it directional, you know, because the fog line points you in the right way. And so it kind of wound up just being a neat way to think about it. And it just kind of stuck. And I don't have the one sweatshirt on, but our first logo that we made of just the word fog line, we stole the font off of Tombstone.
Ah, and so Huckleberry.
We wrote fog line with that font, and you'd be surprised how people would be like, you know, that I love your logo, I love your design, and then you say, well, we use the Tombstone font for our lettering. They're like, that's why it looks so familiar. And then I learned really quick about how that's a neat way to approach a lot of marketing and promoting is make things different but similar so they're recognizable.
How long before the movie studio came knocking?
It was moments after that.
Really?
I was just kidding.
No, they didn't.
Okay.
Well, they fucking are now. All right.
Hey, fonts are fonts. Exactly.
I ain't worried about no font.
Right now. This is 20th Century Fox. We want our font back.
Now, so Fogline, 6-7 years, been around.
Mm-hmm.
In that time, your daughter, 14 years old, now 20. I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up the fact that that girl is pretty damn musical herself, is she not?
Man, both my kids are tremendously musically talented.
Yeah. And how does that make you feel, man?
Oh,
I could only imagine.
It makes me so happy to be able to sing and play with them. And my son, he can play. He can play anything. Play piano, plays the bass, plays the guitar, he plays everything. And
I'm assuming he doesn't play Xbox.
Oh, he's the master at
gaming. Okay, well, good.
He's a master at gaming. But growing up, you know, because we homeschooled our kids. Excuse me, my son ran homeschool all the way through. My daughter, she bailed out of homeschool the program and went to Cascade her freshman year.
Uh-huh.
And so I say that because I worked at home and my kids were at home. So when you say when you were away, you know, you missed them. And I had just the opposite of where, you know, I got to enjoy. I was Mountain Deerheads with my daughter and a backpack. You know, I was there with them every single day for almost their whole lives.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, I feel fortunate with that, you know, and so it was neat, and I never really gave it much thought until some of my friends would have, you know, where they would have jobs that took them away, and they would work all day and have to come back and be tired, and I'm like, man, I get to spend all day, every day with my kids, you know, and then, so that was a neat thing, but in doing that, you know, especially when the music started building, you know, they were interested, and we found out really quick, you know, that they both could sing. And my daughter plays a ukulele, but she'd love to, we'd sit down and sing songs. And she's just tremendous, you know. And I don't know if it had anything to do. My whole family's musical. I was lucky enough to be in a musical family. And so it's kind of there genetically, but it was also there daily, you know. So it's really neat to see they progress as musicians. My son has songs on YouTube that would astound you.
How many subscribers has he got? Because I need some of his subscribers. Just say it.
He keeps very private. Like I said, he's a. I'm hoping one day that he opens up and enjoys sharing what he does. But he's still.
Well, he's still so young, man.
Yeah,
you know it's.
But he's
some come out of their shell a little bit long.
He's like a savant, man. It's crazy. He's crazy, crazy good. And again, my daughter's like me. She's just got the outgoing personality. She'll drop and sing at just if you hint around. Oh, you want me to sing? Okay, you know that. It's like, whoa, hey, settle down.
Okay,
you know.
Does she play also or just sing?
She plays a ukulele. But she's just more vocally driven. But she's tremendous, like super, super good.
I hope my kids, my youngest, well, I hope all of them for that record. But
yeah.
my littlest, you know, the one that was played earlier, she is. Gosh, even at like 2 years old, I caught her at like 1 o'clock in the morning. I heard something going on in the bedroom. I was like, what? And I run in and peek in, and she had gotten a karaoke machine from grandma. And I think it was a Frozen, let it go.
Yes.
And I peek in, and she's singing at the top of her lungs with this microphone right in front of her. Let it go. But it was more like, because she couldn't really talk yet. But that's
like the Swedish Chef.
Yeah, yeah. Dirty bird, dirt. She's been singing since she was itty bitty.
Yeah.
And now she'll see us or hear a song on the radio or whatever, or YouTube or TikTok, God forbid. And she goes around. Right. We'll talk about that in a minute.
No one needs to talk about that. Yeah.
She just sings and sings and sings and sings. And not all of it's good, but some of it really is. And I can hear it when she hits the proper key, when she's copying a song she hears. And I know, okay, she's got what it takes.
Yeah.
We just need to dial in that and maybe get some training involved and I'm excited for it.
No, it's really neat to watch.
She wants to be a doctor, artist, musician. That's all wrapped in one.
That's a good combo.
I'm like, can we go with the doctor first? Just saying. You know, I'm just throwing that out there. Papa needs a new Ferrari.
Sure, Dad. Are you going to pay for medical school?
Yeah, well, that's exactly. That's why this podcast needs to take off. My papa's going to pay some bills, man.
No.
But, yeah, it's an amazing thing watching these kids grow. And just, yours is the oldest. Well, they get 20. They're both 20, but I
think 20 or 22. What was it?
My daughter's 20.
20, okay.
Yeah. She'll be 21 in December.
Yeah, so he's got her by a year.
That's but still, what an amazing, amazing freaking adventure this is.
And I'm 39. My wife's 39. And
no one asked.
The only... No, they're probably wondering if they're watching the video. They're looking at me like, okay, that guy has a 19-year-old. I get it all the time,
right?
Yeah, and I tell my wife this jokingly all the time. You know, you barely weren't a teen mom because she was pregnant at 19, but had her at 20. She goes, ah, see, 1 month after I turned 20, I was not a teen mom.
Yes.
Their birthdays are 1 month and 1 day apart. That's why sometimes I get a little dyslexic. Wow. About with their birthdays, but yeah, that's why. And I know I look younger than I am, and my daughter, she's
oh, you beat me to it. So don't ever assume that.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you a story. I take my daughter. We're going to Wendy's, right? And there's this like 70-year-old little lady there, you know, sweet little grandma looking lady, and we walk up. Really, we're not even at the punchline. Anyway, so I walk up. First thing, she goes, hi, welcome to Wendy's. What can I get the happy couple? My daughter's like, no.
Oh.
That's my.
That's when.
Yeah, on that lady's face. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, and speaking of the devil. Okay. Oh, I don't have Bluetooth set up. The oldest is calling right now. Should I?
Put it okay, on the speaker.
Hi, Chloe. What's up? Why?
Because mom will take me driving once you get here.
Oh, well, the fact that I'm literally in the middle of recording a podcast right now, I couldn't tell you when I'm going to be home. But just so you know, you're going to be on this podcast because it's on speaker. So congratulations.
Welcome to the podcast.
Okay.
All right. I love you. We'll drive later.
Okay, I love you too.
Perfect.
She's like,
I hope that came through.
I can hear it.
She's like, I'm alive.
All she wants to do is drive, man. Drive. Give me the keys. I'll drive. Drive. That's I want to cool. take her on the freeway.
Well, what vehicle are you letting her drive?
My Camry.
Okay.
You know, I got a Camry.
You've had so many vehicles within the last couple months, dude.
Couple, but this one, this wasn't one of the flip ones. This was actually, I sold the Honda.
The black one?
Yeah, because I wanted to get a lower payment on a different car because of all the medical crap that Jen's going through with her cancer. And I figured if I could save some money, it would be probably the best scenario. And it turns out my credit got better and I got a newer, better car for cheaper than what I was paying on the Honda. And anyway, so it's a Camry XSE, all the bells and whistles.
Nice.
It's badass, man. It's freaking beautiful. I let her drive that.
Okay.
Because I don't have a piece of crap car to let her drive.
I did.
I
had an 82 Chevy Blazer.
Yeah, there you go, man. Tank.
It was good.
Was it full size?
Yeah.
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 Mine's driving a 06 Saturn.
Nice.
Oh, the hand me down from mom, blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. With the skull sticker in the back.
But for the record, she does have a 2003 Honda Civic. My lady and I are firm believers in if a kid is going to get a vehicle, it should be from the year of their birth.
Oh.
So Chloe was born in 2004. So anything 2004, we want to get her. She's got an 03 Honda. I'm like, we missed it by 1 year, but you know, it's hand-me-down. She'll get to drive that thing, but not currently. I'm not going to be sitting. If I'm going to train her, we're not driving that. We're driving the good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
And if she crashes it, it's insured and I get a Tesla. So it's all good. You know, there's plans here. I'm thinking ahead here.
That's good. That's good.
Well, Mr. Simmons.
Yes.
How are you, man?
I'm good.
I just want to thank you for being on the show and filling in. Nick Martin, if you're listening to this podcast, I want to talk shit big time right now on him. I want to just rag on him for not being here, but I can't because he is away for a good cause.
Yes.
He is doing currently as I speak, maybe driving back after finishing said scenario, but doing an IVP or IV, I don't know. It's basically where they take a syringe and they take his stuff and they put it in her stuff so they can have another baby.
Got it.
So he is.
That would have been the perfect time for the crickets.
Or we could have done the. That's not. Yes.
It's a sad joke.
It is a sad. It's not a sad joke. Damn it! I'm so bad at these button pushing things. Got to get some new ones on there. But he's out. So that's why he's out. And we thank you for filling in and helping out with the show.
Yeah, a little out of my element. I'm usually like behind the camera and doing all that sort of thing. So, you know.
Well, you got four cameras in here.
I know. I'm behind the camera usually. Now.
Oh, yes.
I'm at a microphone 2 inches from my face, headphone. I'm getting used to it. But usually I'm the guy running around getting all the sets, blocking the actors, getting the lighting, film focusing, getting, you know, everything all set up and then saying action and then watching it happen. And then I tell them, okay, this is what you did wrong.
You can still do that here.
Yeah.
No. This is a JP show, man. No, I'm a co-pilot. I'm only here if he falls asleep.
I've been in a few of his movies.
Yes.
In fact, one of the very first ones, I got to kill my lady in a gory, bloody mess and her little dog, too.
Technically, that was the second one you were in.
Okay. Yeah. We won't speak about werewolves.
Okay.
The acting in that was horrible on my end.
Yes.
I was just playing myself.
Yes. Talk about notching up my quality. If you look at if you look at some of my earlier films, right, the one that he doesn't even want to say the title to, I'll tell you what. I look back at I've done 9 movies, and I'm only willing to show people the last 3.
Nice,
right?
Yeah, I can understand.
And I played a drunk at a bar in his last one.
That was a stretch.
And that's why I acted so well. Why I nailed that song, bitch.
I typecast him.
I got a stand-up applause at the premiere for that, okay?
Invest into the character.
I typecast him. And you know what's funny? His character's name was Jimmy, right? And the bartender who kicks him out, when he says it so fast, it sounds like JP. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. It works.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, man. Goes, but that's okay, Jimmy, a great film.
And I'm like, it sounded like he said JP. But, whatever.
And it speaks to the success because he ain't kidding. That werewolf movie was a piece of crap. Okay. But his last movie, you can get it on Amazon Prime right now.
I just saw it on his
phone. And Tubi TV.
Ooh.
I'm on 2 streaming services.
Amazing. One Step Ahead. Go check it out, man.
Yes. One Step Ahead on Amazon and Tubi TV.
There it is. There's your tag.
Tubi TV is just fun to say.
Tubi TV.
Like Peacock.
Tubi TV.
Peacock. Oh, Peacock. Peacock. I say it again. Peacock.
Tubi TV.
Bangkok. Cocker Spaniel.
Okay, let me reel you guys back here. Let me reel you guys back. This is just getting silly. Dustin.
Yes, sir. I'm back.
Well, what's in your drink?
Oh, CBD, bitches. All right. thank you, Boneyard Elixir. Get yours at boneyardelixir.com and put in the special code DADCAST for your 10% off. Boneyard's always getting the – every episode we do, we end up talking about this sponsor more than everyone else, and I apologize to other sponsors.
It's so good.
It is pretty tasty, is it not?
This grapefruit one was very refreshing.
Well, I'm glad you're refreshed, Dustin. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. So you brought your guitar in here.
I did.
Before we actually run out of time
okay.
and I forget about it and we go over and I feel bad about it, would you – whip that son of a bitch out and play something for us?
He's talking about the guitar.
Yes.
This just got awkward.
Way better than radio, right?
I can do that.
All right. He's gonna get his guitar. We'll talk to Robbie here for a sec while he gets that thing dialed in. Is it already tuned?
Probably not.
Oh, fair enough. He can tune that thing up. So any new plans for movies, Robbie? Is there anything working in your head?
Yes.
For something new, can you divulge a plot or a premise?
I can, but it's going to be too long. It's such a complex storyline. I don't want to take up too much time to explain it because it's literally
give me a 10-second Cliff Note version.
In the near future, people are able to modify their genes so they'll be impervious to disease and any ailments. And then what would the societal effects be if that was actually possible?
All right, all right. Do I get a part? Come on, give me a part.
How do I say this?
No. Don't complicate it. Apparently, there's no drunk in a bar scenes, okay?
I don't have any characters drawn out yet, so I can't say yes
or no.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Well, good, man. I hope that doesn't take 4 years to make next time.
You never know.
I know. But that last one was
good. It was only three.
It's funny. I was going through my old vlogs.
Yeah.
And your premiere night came up. And I watched and sat the whole thing through and was just like, oh, man, that was a fun night. I missed the after party and I was pretty bummed because I got sick.
You got sick?
Yeah. I got a headache. Oh, you got sick that night too?
I only remember half of it.
Well, but you got sick on purpose. I didn't mean to get sick. All right, Dustin.
Okay.
So, any idea what you're going to play?
So, I do know what I'm going to play. I want to play the song that we've been lucky enough to have on the radio.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's do it, man. What song is that?
It's called This Song's For You.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, man. But what's it called?
You guys, This Song's For You. Wrote right off the heels of a St. Jude's.
Okay.
Marathon. So... That's how the song was born. So
all right. Dustin Clark, Fogline, Rock and Roll Country, baby. Here we go.
Is that mic good right there? The song's for you. When you wake up every morning, minds are racing, it's running, and you don't know what to do. The song's for you. When you're breaking and I'm bending, I'm tired of pretending, ain't got nothing left to lose. No, no. Songs for single moms, single dads, giving everything they have, doing what they do, keep a roof over your head. Songs for smoking that last cigarette, needing whiskey to forget, for the ones who said they'd be there to help you see things. Those songs are to choose today. Get knocked down and say that's okay. Come out swinging when you're up against the wall. And the ones who know what's right, hey, what's wrong. Got your back even if you're gone. For the ones that ain't always praying for you. Yeah. Songs for you. Songs for folks sitting in a waiting room, getting that off news about the baby girl fighting the battle she may lose. The songs for mom and daddy sitting on a bed, tough goodbyes and last words said, and butterfly kisses, it'll see you someday. Still the songs for choosing that. Look down and say that's okay. Come out swinging when you're up against the wall. You want to know what's right, hey, what's wrong. Got your back even if you're gone. For the ones that ain't always praying for you. For the stars, the stripes, the red, the white, and the blue. Songs for you.
songs for you. When you wake up every morning, minds are racing, it's running, and you don't know what to do.
Dustin Clark of Fogline, this song's for you. Well done, man. That sounded so good in here.
Thank you.
Oh.
Can I just say something? It's so nice to hear a song that doesn't repeat the same thing over and over and over. It actually has a full story where there's, you know, multiple elements to it, not just one chorus and then the bridge, and then like they just repeat the same thing, you know?
Well, thanks, yeah. And that's why I said—
Robbie, paying attention.
Yeah, he was telling a story.
I know.
That's my favorite thing about the music that we write, and a lot of country music, is that you get stories, you know, and you get the opportunity to pull people in and help them either deal with a memory or embrace a reality or something like that. And I think you have a gift in writing music, and if you're able to reach out and do that, it feels really good.
Gave me goosebumps, and you know the song or the music's good if that happens.
Yeah. You get the heebie-jeebies, you got doing something right. Now, since we are three people in here, does this count as the first time you've played in the public in a year?
You know, actually, people have found some creative ways to get around it. You know, we've played a handful of things, a lot of solo stuff, but the band has been pretty stagnant. You know, we've gotten a few shows in the brief moments they've opened.
Right.
We canceled, I don't know, 35 plus shows as soon as the COVID hit, just wiped them out.
Are you itching to get back out there, man?
Oh, so much.
I think we're close.
So much.
I think we're real close.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I can't wait. Oh, man, some guy could go out and play a triangle and a flute and I'm there. Live music.
You guys want to hear one more?
I do want to hear one more. Yeah.
So we went to Nashville. We went to Nashville over COVID, and we wanted to. So we were able to pay and have our photographer come with us. And I'm thinking, man, if we get all these pictures and all these videos, then we're basically writing video for a song that we could write for that, because it's all going to be just super cool. And the more I thought about not wanting to write the song till I got back, I had something in my head that made me want to write the song before. And so I wound up writing this song, and it turned out to be really, 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 really neat and fitting for the band, because it wasn't as personal as some of the songs are. It kind of covered what it feels like as a band gains momentum, and it's titled What If.
What If? Let's hear it, man.
Slip these off. It's like weirdly quiet in here.
It's the room is so dead. Isn't
There's
it
like
great?
No reverberating of any kind. All right, you ready?
I was born ready, brother. Let's do it.
So, what if? What if one day you picked a guitar up? What if one day you finally got up the guts? What if I had a couple buddies to play? What if one day you started playing some shows? What if one day it started to grow? What if music started paying its way? What if one day ain't so far away? Turns out your one day is today. Then your song comes on the radio, and everybody's singing along. Get your tickets by for the next show. I can't believe they're gone. This old country boy can't believe his eyes put lost out on this bet. And sometimes what if is exactly what you get. What if one day you're shaking hands with a man? Yeah, what if one day he comes up with a plan? What if he puts you on the biggest stage? What if one day you make it straight to the top? What if one day it's not what you think? It's not what you've done. It's who you become. And that's all around with me, yeah. Then your song is on the radio. And everybody
along. Get your tickets bought for the next show. I can't believe they're gone. This old country boy can't believe his eyes. Will put a lost out on this bet. Sometimes what if is exactly what you get. Sometimes what if is exactly what you get.
Wow. Dustin, you every single time, man.
You like that one?
Oh, I love that one. I just love music in general, but man, getting to hear it live right in front of my face on my show and you playing it, that's extra special to me, man. I appreciate it.
I love the opportunity.
Whew.
Yeah.
Look.
Goosebumps.
They're right there, man. They're right there. No joke. Well, thank you for that.
You bet you.
Thank you for that. And we look forward to freaking Fogline playing some live shows coming up here locally soon. And God.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You just broke the mic, dude.
It was so powerful, I broke the boom.
Here comes the boom.
So that's what he does when he gets excited. He doesn't rip off his shirt. He just breaks the mic.
No, I get it. I think it's great.
Yeah, so we're going old school. We're going Bob Barker here, man. We're going Bob Barker.
Yeah, don't forget to have your pet spayed or neutered.
Oh, the microphone's too big, though.
It's the only people our age actually get that joke.
Okay, and now
the right crowd.
You guys, now my other daughter is calling.
Oh.
This is what I'm talking about when they don't understand. Mom, don't call me when I'm podcasting, but okay, here we go. All right, here we are live on the air with the podcast with my daughter, 7-year-old Avery. Hi, Avery. What can we do for you today, knowing that I'm doing a show?
Hi, Avery.
Avery.
I got to go, baby girl. We're doing a show.
Okay, bye.
I love you. Good God. And I had a great question, and it just blew. I love podcasts. Well,
the first two called. I mean, the third had to.
No, so yeah, exactly. Well, Sawyer knew, though. He was like, ah, click. Yeah.
He's like, you're not embarrassing me on the air.
Believe it or not,
I'm out.
My 10-year-old, he's a smart one. Okay. Oh, and then it says, sorry, I love you too, in a text. Isn't that crazy? Mm. You know, as much as I hate technology, sometimes I love it so much, but my 7-year-old can text me and say these things.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Man, I had a good question to wrap things up, and I forgot what it was.
Public showings?
Yeah. But that's a good question.
Dates?
Do you got anything lined up for sure that's booked coming up in the near future anywhere for Fogline?
We do, as a matter of fact.
Ooh. And you, also.
Is this exclusive?
This is exclusive.
Yes.
Well, that just makes it sound better.
One of my cameras died.
It did.
That's all right.
I was going to. Here. I was going to read them off to you, but my internet doesn't like your little quiet building. But yeah, we have, in May, April 30th, we will be playing in, actually going to head to Central Oregon.
Okay.
So there's a place called Duffy's Watering Hole, and then we're going to jump over to Prineville, play a show in Prineville on the 1st. May 22nd, we kick off the party at the Rocks, the Table Rock Show.
Yeah.
Which is the Table Rock.
Is that the one on the river?
On the river.
Yeah.
If there was ever a show to go to, that was the one. So we get to kick it off on the 22nd, and then we're the last concert there on September 4th.
Oh.
And so those two for sure.
That's always such a good time, man.
We're doing a fun fundraiser at Walkabout. There's a lot of details to come with that on June 12th. And then a couple private parties in between, heading down south to Jefferson's Roadhouse June 26th, you know, which is not very far. I think it's in Fort Jones. But there's... Right now, I have on the books, not all the details, but 20-some shows.
20-some shows, yeah. Booked up. Hey. So
we're getting there.
If you want to see yourself some Fogline, the opportunity is coming in the very near future.
We keep very active on the Facebook page.
So Facebook page, you guys have Instagram, YouTube channel, all that stuff?
All the stuff. If you on any platform you search Fogline, you'll find us.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Well, yeah. You're going to find another video on there real soon.
Yeah.
This one.
I love it. I love
yes.
it.
Yes. All right. Well, you know what? That is almost our time. Robbie, Mr. Simmons, Robert Simmons, filmmaker extraordinaire, except for that one werewolf one. Van.
He thinks there's just one bad one.
Except for the one.
No, wait, it, okay. The, one. Just, the jacket was pretty bad, too.
That was the first one, okay? But if anybody, just to clear confusion, I go by Robert James for my stage name, just right. Because there's a producer named Robert Simmons, and that just doesn't work, so.
Yes, Mr. Dollar, sounds good. Thank you for being on the show, man, and filling in. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Chef. What's his name?
Derby Dude, the Swedish Chef. All right. Okay, I do that one pretty good, right? That's a good impression. Dustin.
Yes, sir.
You're the man. I appreciate
Thank
you coming on so
Thank
much.
You for, it's been fun hanging with you guys.
I appreciate it, man, of course. And the music you just played. Oh, I might chop up those two songs and make those little videos sure. all by themselves. And you are absolutely free to take them because you own them.
Yeah.
Right.
That's so nice of you.
Yeah, you're so friggin' welcome. And thank you once again for coming on the show, you guys. I am JP. This is Dadcast. And of course, I wouldn't be doing things right unless I did this.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Dadcast.
We'll see you on the next show. Big Bye-bye. Things are coming. See ya.